the rightly guided one. Legends of the Black Flag and the Muslim savior, the Mahdi, first circulated during the reign of the Umayyad dynasty, which ruled the Islamic Empire from the ancient city of Damascus in the 7th and 8th centuries AD. The dynasty's founders, the Umayyad clan, had seized the caliphate from Muhammad's son-in-law and grandsons, which infuriated many Muslims. The father of the dynasty's founder, Muawiyah, had persecuted Muhammad and his early followers before he later converted. The founder's mother had even eaten the liver of Muhammad's uncle. People unhappy with Umayyad rule and the way they had seized power circulated prophecies of a man of the Prophet's family who would return justice to the world. They called the man the Mahdi, Arabic for the rightly guided one. Many of the prophecies envision the Mahdi appearing in the end of days to lead the final battles against the infidels. It is the Islamic version of the Christian Battle of Armageddon. The final hour and day of judgment will soon follow. To give the prophecies added heft, they were often attributed to Muhammad. The Mahdi's name will be my name, and his father's name, my father's name, went one. He is a man from my family, went another. Like most Islamic prophecies of the end of days, those about the Mahdi are not found in the preeminent scripture of Islam, the Quran, which Muslims believe preserves God's revelation to Muhammad. Rather, the prophecies are found in voluminous compendia of the words and deeds of the Prophet and his companions, known as Ahadith. Because the Ahadith were written down decades or even centuries after the Prophet's death, they often reflect later political, social, and theological developments rather than what actually happened. Muslims argue over the veracity of individual Ahadith and the contradictions between them, the way some Christians debate the reliability of the Gospels and their discrepancies. End-time prophecies were an